This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone Investment Minimums and Accreditation, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Beyond the tax mechanics, two practical questions determine whether you can actually invest in a qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, how much money does it take, and are you eligible? Sponsor-managed COFs are securities, generally offered to accredited investors through private placements, with minimum investments set by the sponsor, often in the tens of thousands of dollars, sometimes far higher for institutional funds. Understanding the typical minimums, the accredited investor rules, the difference between institutional and retail COFs, how to plan your allocation, and how to confirm your eligibility helps you approach OZ investing realistically and prepared. This guide walks through what it takes to invest in a COF, the minimums, the accreditation requirements, the fund types, the allocation planning, and the eligibility confirmation. Note that the rules and thresholds are time-sensitive and can change. Verify the current rules with your advisor, as this is educational information, not investment advice. COF minimum investments are set by the sponsor and vary widely, but typically start in the tens of thousands of dollars. Many sponsor-managed retail COFs have minimums in the range of roughly $25,000 to $100,000 or more, making them accessible to individual accredited investors. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.